Good morning, George Juan, this morning. Oh, make me love thee more and more. Thank you for those songs, Mick. I especially appreciated the song of the month. The last verse, verse 4, says, or talks a lot about what I'm talking, want to talk about this morning. Filling wide the portals of your heart, make it a temple set apart. From earthly use for heaven's employ, adorned with prayer and love and joy. So shall your sovereign enter in, and new and nobler life begin. To thee, O God, be all my praise, in word and deed, through all my days. Especially the part that says, adorned with prayer and love and joy. This morning, I want to talk about abiding in Christ. My title is Abide in Me. This devotional came out of a couple weeks ago. I was reading in my devotions, and I was reading in John 15, and this passage of scripture really stuck out to me. Inspired me. So let's take our Bibles and turn to John 15. We'll start in verse 1 and read through 17. Gospel of John, chapter 15, 1 through 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch which is in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. That's where I get my title. As the branch cannot bear forth fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. So, abide. What does it mean to abide in Christ? I simply looked it up in the Strong's, and it says abide, to stay. It means to stay in a given place, a state, or relation. You can picture this as this is what we're supposed to do in Christ. Or it says continue, endure, or be present. So that gives us a pretty clear definition of what this is talking about. So I'm going to pick out a couple of these verses that highlight abiding in Christ, and we're going to look at, see if we can get some inspiration of what this means to us. Verse 4. Says, abide in me. We can see that as Christ is giving us a commandment to abide in him. And it shouldn't feel like we have to abide in him, but it should be a, as it talks later in the chapter, it talks about a friendship relationship with Christ. We should want to abide in Christ. He compares us, in verse 4, he compares us to a branch connected to the vine. And it says, just as a branch cannot bear fruit if it isn't connected to the vine, we cannot bear fruit if we're not connected to Christ. We cannot bear fruit of ourselves. It is being connected to Christ that enables us to bear fruit. And down to verse 5. If we abide in him, we will bring forth much fruit. He is saying we will. If we are truly abiding in Christ, we will be bringing forth fruit. Notice how he says, one thing that stuck out to me is it says much fruit. We won't be just sort of bumping along or here and there, maybe a little bit, maybe there's a spark or something there. We'll be bringing forth much fruit. So, thinking about this, I was like, well, let's look at some of the fruit. What's the fruit he's talking about? Let's turn over to Galatians. Galatians 5. These are very, very familiar verses here. I just want to look at them again. Galatians 5, 22 and 22 through 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, goodness, faith. Gentleness, goodness, faith, sorry. Meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. So these are the fruits that Christ is talking about that we will be bearing if we are abiding in him. Now let's go down to verse 6. It says, if we don't abide in him, we will wither and we will be cast away. So we can see what happens if we're not abiding in Christ. Verse 8 talks about, so if we abide in Christ, then we will bear much fruit. And if we see, and in this verse we see that bearing much fruit glorifies God. And we will be called his disciples. So let's look at now the question, how do we abide in Christ? Or what does it mean to abide in Christ? Verse 9 and 10. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So we see that if we keep his commandments, we will abide in his love. So it means to keep his commandments, or it means to keep his commandments, and if we do that, we will abide in his love. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. Still thinking of what it means to abide in Christ. Verse 3, hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. So in these verses, we see that we abide in him if we keep his commandments. And then verse 5 says, if we keep his word, God's love is perfected in us. And by this we know that we are in him. So the question is God's love being perfected in you? Are we abiding in him? And back in our passage, or in John 15, verse 12, says, what is Christ's commandment? It says what Christ's commandment is. It says, verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So that is what God is commanding us. So this morning, my challenge is, we've looked at some of these verses and seen the importance of abiding in Christ as a Christian. So a question is, are you abiding in Christ this morning? Some things that I thought of to gauge where you're at is, how are we doing in our devotional life? Is that a vibrant walk with Christ? Does it feel like we got a relationship? Or your prayer life? Your prayer time? Do we have a friendship type relationship with God? And are we abiding in him? One thing that was challenging to me that I thought of is, do we spend enough time with God to have a good relationship with him? That is a challenge for me personally. Are we purposing to abide in him as we go along life? Or are we just bumping along and living passively as a Christian? And are we bearing forth fruit that comes from abiding in Christ? We look at the fruits of the Spirit. Are we bearing those fruits? Are we bearing love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance? Are those a part of our lives this morning? So I hope this little meditation has been encouraging to you and can be inspiring to you this next week as you go to your next week, to keep in mind to abide in the vine, abide in Christ. God bless you all.